Hi, Axel Rudi Bell. I'm Daria. Nice to meet you, and welcome to TrueMetal.it. How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you. I hope you too.
Yes, yes, indeed. It's Christmas time, nearly. Axel, you have said that there hasn't been one day in your life when you haven't been pushed by Ronnie James Dio spirit to write something mystical. What else you can tell me about this and in general your influences?
You mean my interest in Ronnie Dio, or what do you mean? Sorry?
Both. I mean when you write songs and of course listening to them and everything.
Okay, so I have to say that I really miss Johnny. You know,
yes.
I was very sad when he passed away a couple of years ago. So because he was one of my friends, you know,
yes.
We met each other a couple of times during the last years, you know,
yes.
Every time we played together on festivals, and we were the special guest of the last Heaven and Hell tour in Germany in 2009, you know, and
yes.
Someday, I think it was in Berlin, he invited me to his dressing room. He said, Axel, what do you think about we hanging out and drinking a beer together and stuff? Yeah, I said, great, you know. And
yes.
We talked a lot about everything, about Rainbow, about Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell things. And
yes.
We were talking about my music, and he was more like a brother to me, you know,
yes.
Not like this is a great, big, huge Ronnie James Dio, you know. It was like, so he treated everybody really, really well, and it was more than a really nice person, you know.
Yes.
So, and when he passed away, he always wrote great lyrics, you know, very mystical stuff. And I thought to myself, I want to like to carry on with these ideas, you know,
yes.
Because I think it was great. I was a big admirer of his lyric
yes.
writing. And
like Ronnie's messenger to this world.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
Listen, we could talk about Ronnie the whole evening, but we need to go on. In July, this July, you had to part ways with the drummer Mike Terrana because your
right.
schedules didn't match. And
yeah.
You have said that there it was nothing personal, I mean only this
exactly.
schedule thing. But why won't you tell me about this new drummer, Bobby Rondinelli, how his input has changed the band sound? Because I know that after Mike Terrana, it's not an easy job.
That's right.
Yeah.
I thought the same. You know, it was very easy. You know, first I have to tell you how I got Bobby, because,
yes.
you know, he was, you know that he was in a band called Rainbow, and
yes.
A good friend of mine was the assistant of Ritchie Blackmore way back in the 80s, and he's living in my neighborhood here, and one day, and I knew that we both were in contact for holidays, for Christmas, sending emails and stuff, and for birthday wishes and stuff. And I talked to my friend and said, "Can you give me Bobby's email address?" And I said, "Yeah, of course, you know." And I wrote to Bobby an email and explained everything, and he said, "Oh, I know your name, I heard your name, but I don't know your music, you know." So I sent him a lot of MP3 files and stuff, and YouTube links. I said. And a couple of days later, he replied, and he said, "Wow, this is exactly the music I would love to play, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm available at that point, and I like to do it." And I said, "Okay, you're my man, you know."
Yeah.
And he flew over to Germany, and we recorded together in the studio, and it was perfect, you know. We're on the same wavelength, you know. He's a great guy. He's a very nice guy, and still, of course, a very talented drummer, you know. And his
yeah.
style, I think, fits perfectly to my kind of music, you know.
Yeah.
It's
so
absolutely great,
you know. Situation, you know.
Songs were written before.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Bobby joined the band, I wrote all the songs before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So now you are working together.
Right. Yeah.
Yes, great. And now to your upcoming Into the Storm, which will come out around in the middle of January.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell me about, indeed, about the songwriting process?
You know, the songwriting process, I have to tell you that I don't sit down and say to myself, now I have to write a record, you know. So
yes.
this is
yes.
not happening to me. I write everywhere, every time. I write a complete year, you know. Sometimes it happens when I just pick up the guitar and just play just for practical things, you know, just rehearsing a bit, playing a little bit. Sometimes a riff comes through my mind, and
yes.
I always have this smartphone with me, where the voice recorder in the smartphone, I always press a button. Sometimes I say, "Whoa, this is a cool riff, I have to record it," because 10 minutes later I would probably forget the riff, you know.
Yeah.
So I press a button recording it, and so that's the reason why, you know, I'm recording every time. You know, what happened when we were in the studio recording Into the Storm,
yeah.
I sat there with my co-producer and engineer Charlie, and we searched for the right rhythm guitar sound, And I played just a bit to get the right sound, and suddenly another riff came to my mind. I said, whoa, this is cool. And I pressed the button, you know, and this is actually for the next record, you know. So I have so many ideas, so different places and different times. And then I sit down when I have enough ideas, you know, I sit down and make the real songs out of it.
Yeah, there will. So that means that in the 2014 there will be another Axel Rudi Pell album out, I think.
No, I can't. Yes, probably two or three.
Two or three, yes. Yes, because
yeah, I don't know.
Very busy this.
Yeah,
last
I think the record company wouldn't.
Yes.
Yeah, but I think the record company wouldn't like the idea of putting out another two records next year, you know.
Yes. But let's start with one, and then we will see what happens.
Right.
Listen, Into the Storm is the title song, and also the longest one of this album, more than 10 minutes. Why this choice? I mean, is it a sort of a song that gathers the idea, the themes of this album?
No, actually not, because, you know, when I first had, when you look at the album artwork, the idea of the album artwork was there prior, before I got the title. You know, I looked at the artwork and say, oh, how can I name the record? You know, how can I name the track? Because, you know, it was a little bit, okay, the stormy ocean and stuff, and wind, and I think Into the Storm, yeah. And it just came to my mind. And then I wrote the lyrics about Into the Storm, but it has no specific meaning, you know. It's just a title. It goes around that the guys are traveling around another universe to get some new adventures and
fact,
stuff, you know.
Because I was very curious about the Saturn there in the sky, not the moon, but
Saturn. It could be a different planet. It could not be the Saturn, because I think they're traveling now. You see the ocean, but I'm not sure that they're really on Earth. You know, they could be somewhere else.
Okay.
So wait and see till the next record will be out.
Oh yes, so that will be, let's say, the story will go on there in the next.
That's
one.
Right. Yeah.
Great. And listen, in the middle of the album, there is a very, very beautiful song. We are talking about the When Truth Hurts. For sure, it will remain among the great metal ballads, as Ronnie James Dio's, as long as it's not about love. Why won't you tell me about it and the mood you had while writing it?
You know, I was not in a bad mood. I wasn't in a good mood. You know,
yes.
I'm just in a mood. I'm everywhere. You know, anytime. So there was no specific thing. You know, this melody came to my mind, I think. Two or three different kind of melodies, and I put this together to get this song done, written.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, there's no specific meaning behind it. I mean, this is a song about a couple which parted. You know, they split.
Yes.
But it's a fictional lyric. You know, so it didn't happen to me, luckily. So it was just taken from. What can I write about? It's a love song, you know. So I write about love, and I write about a man and a woman which parted company. You know. So.
But compliments, it's very, very, very beautiful.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome. And then there is also Neil Young cover, Hey Hey My My.
Right.
Why this choice?
I can tell you, it's very easy to explain. Do you know the TV series called Sons of Anarchy? You heard about it?
No, maybe I've heard, but I haven't seen it.
Ah, okay, it's a TV series coming from the USA. It's about the life and the story of a biker club.
Yes.
And I watched it on TV, and I think it was the in the last episode of season 3, they had this cover version of Hey Hey My My, but not the Neil Young version. They had another cover version of a band called Battle Me. And they actually made a ballad out of it, but only piano and the vocals, no other instrument.
Okay.
And it was very short. It was like 1.5 minutes or 2 minutes. But I really liked the idea. I said, whoa, this is a cool idea to make an old Neil Young classic track sounding like a ballad, you know.
Yes.
And that's where I got the idea from. And of course we had some drums, a real violin on it, and I played the guitars and the electric guitar and the bass and stuff, but you know, we made it a little bit more ARP sounding, you know.
Yes.
So but the original idea got from this Sons of Anarchy.
Okay, let's hope I will see it somewhere, because I'm curious now.
It's great, it's really great. I'm sure you will love
YouTube.
It.
Yes, great.
Yes.
And what is or are your favorite songs in this album, if it's possible to
every
choose?
Every song.
Every song, yes. I knew.
You know, it changes, Neil. it changes nearly every day, you know, so I can't pick a right one right now. I love a lot of tracks on it, so I like the opening track, I like Long May It Go, I like Burning Chains, I like, you know, it's every song, so...
Yes, cool. Yeah, listen, how this album differs, if any, to your latest one, Circle of the Oath?
This is more mature, I think. When Circle of the Oath came out, I thought this is the best album I ever did so far. You know, now I have to say, unfortunately, I have to say, after 2 years, there are great tracks on it, but I don't like every track at the moment. You know, I think there's some songs on it which say I would make it different right now, or even don't recording it at the moment, you know, because, yes, there's still great songs on it for me. I really love the title track, Circle of the Oath, you know, and I like Run with the Wind and Before I Die, great tracks. But there's a couple of tracks I would say, I would make it different now.
Yes.
But now on this record, I can't say there's no filler track for myself, you know. But you know, when we were in the studio recording, and Bobby talked to me, I said, Axel, now I played every song, and I've still waited the whole time for one bad and shitty track. But there is no bad track on the record.
I
really love every song. I'm sorry?
It's very hard to find, because if...
That's right, exactly.
Yes, that's true. And if you had only 3 words to describe the album, This Into the Storm, what would they be?
Only 3 words?
Yeah, okay, you can take also 4 or 5 if necessary.
4 or 5? Okay, that's even worse. I would say melodic, emotional, powerful.
Yes. Good choices.
Okay.
Indeed. Great. All your 28 albums, including live and DVD releases, have been released by SPV Steamhammer. This, of course, tells by itself that you have a good relationship with your label. But what is the secret for this long-lasting marriage?
The secret is very easy to explain, because we love each other.
To
tell you the truth, you know, at the beginning of my solo career, there was only, I think, after I left Steeler, there was only one thing they wanted to have from me, and that was a demo for the very first solo record. I said, okay, you've been the guitar player in Steeler, some people know about you, but before we go on do the solo career, we have to get some proof from yourself, if you can write the songs by yourself and stuff, blah 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 blah. And I did a demo, and I never did a demo again, because absolutely they trust me, you know, I can do what I want.
So
I have my freedom, you know. I can write the songs. Nobody, no A&R guy from another record company would probably say, okay, before you go into the studio, we want to listen to the new tracks, you know, and decide which, if they will be okay for the record or not. I don't have to do this with SPV. They trust me, you know. They say, do what you want, and in the end, if the album is shit, you know, then they say, oh, you're a crazy guy, you know. But there's a blind truth to it, you know, so it's great, you know. On the other hand, I absolutely know what SPV is doing for myself. I'm not number 148 in their big catalog, you know.
That's very important, and that gives also the great feeling and freedom to be creative. Great. Axel, you have a long successful career, indeed. This coming year, 2014, marks your 25th anniversary. How will you celebrate it? Touring with Into the Storm? I'm sure about that.
Yes. celebrate, I think we're playing this one special 25th anniversary show planned for us. We were doing this in Germany in a festival called the Bang Your Head Festival. We're doing there a show, I think it's in July, sometime in July, and there's a big celebration that's actually, it's called Axel Uli Pell and Friends. So I think all the singers which sang on my records will be invited to play there. So it's like Charlie Yoon, Rob Rock, Jeff Scott Soto, they all will be there, hopefully, if they have time for doing it. And then we have a little Steeler reunion, 30 minutes or 35 minutes of a Steeler reunion. And then a lot of other friends, musician friends, will come on stage and join us. So different keyboard players, different drummers, different singers, different guitar players. You know, there's one big party. And I think the show will last for 3 or 3.5 hours. So, yeah, I'm looking very forward to it.
Yeah, but you have a lot of material, so you cannot do it in 1 hour and a half. That's quite understandable. I noticed that you will tour in Europe as well at the beginning of February. However, I don't see any Italian shows among the
God. I knew that we were asking this question.
Yes.
You know, it's every year it's the same because, you know, normally my booking agent in Germany tries to get us to play in Italy because we love Italy, you know.
Yeah.
Johnny has Italian roots, Bobby has Italian roots, and
yes,
I love Italy too. I think we only played once, I think it was, as far as I remember, it was 2005 at the Tradata Iron Fest, together with Gotthard. That's the only time. Unfortunately, we never got a good offer, you know.
Oh.
So, my concert guy is always looking for, trying to get some local promoters from Italy, trying to get us over. And they always say, there's not the audience here. There will not be more people there than maybe 80 or 90. And, you know, we'll be losing money. And that's not our intention, you know. So that's the only thing.
Okay, now we can launch the message to
all the
local
venues
and everything, festivals, that hey, next year must be the good year for that we can see you also here in Italy.
Of course. I mean, you have this great festival, this huge festival called Gods of Metal, you know?
Yes.
They're always trying to get us on, and they ask the promoters of Gods of Metal, what do you think about Axel Woolley Pill? They say, Axel who? What?
No, it can't be true.
Yeah, I've been told that. I don't know if it's true. I don't sit and talk personally to them, you know.
This fact must change, anyhow.
Okay. I hope
great.
So.
Okay, fingers crossed. Now I would like, because we are at the end of the year, and before we are talking about Santa Claus, what could be your top three of released albums in 2013?
Oh, my God, then you got me lost, because, you know, I think... You know, I'm not listening to any new bands or any new music, unfortunately, because I don't have the time for it. You know, mostly when I hear music, when I'm driving the car and put on the radio, you know.
Yes.
So actually, I'm pretty lost there. I can't tell you anything about it. I'm sorry.
Yes. Okay, then I will take this question about Santa Claus, as the Christmas is in a couple of days. What did you wrote in your letter to Santa Claus?
Nothing.
Nothing? Oh, yeah.
No, because he's seeing it from somewhere and looking at me, and he said, okay, I can see you're a good guy, you get good presents, and you will have a nice 2014 with a big success all over the world. I said, thank you, Santa, thank you very much.
Okay, but I don't have any doubts of it, because this new album is talking by itself. Then I know that this interview will be read and heard also, because I will put it also in audio.
Great.
By many, many young guitarists in this world who are trying to find their own unique style. What could be your advice?
The advice could be that they probably they have to look for different kind of guitarists who are influences for them. If you only have one, then you try to copy this guy, you know? So you have to get a few influences, get some ideas from very different persons, you know, and from different styles. And then try to find your own style. It's natural. It's a natural output. If it's not working, it's not working. So then you play in a cover band or play rock and roll anytime. That's okay. But you have to find your own style. But it's very hard to explain how to find your own style. You know.
Yes.
But don't only get influenced by only one guitar player. That's bad.
Yeah. And how many hours do you still practice every day, or how?
I can't practice every day, unfortunately, because, you know, I have to give interview after interview and stuff. Normally, you know, that at this point, I think I didn't play the guitar for the last 4 or 5 weeks. You know, I didn't touch even the guitar.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I have to say, because there's no time for it. You know, on the other hand, when I'm preparing for the tour, which will start in February, I will start at the beginning of January and play 2 or 3 hours a day, and that's
it. Okay, so you will. Prepare yourself to the tour.
Of course, I have to, yes. Otherwise, the fans will say, ooh, this guy's got worse and worse.
No, I don't think so, they will.
Okay.
Listen, the time is running, I know. So now we are on the last question.
Okay.
And the word is yours. What are your greetings to your fans and TrueMetal.it readers?
And I hope that someday, probably next year, there's a chance for us to play in Italy. And I really, really hope so, because that's just like I said, we love Italy and we love the audience, and hopefully there is an audience for us. And if not, we're coming maybe in 2015. So I keep my fingers crossed, and hopefully you too. And I hope that all Italian fans like our new record. I think it's the best we ever did.
Yes.
And looking forward. Yeah.
Yes. And I'm keeping the fingers crossed also for you. And
thank you.
For your Christmas. I mean, now I wish you the Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And
thank you. The same to you.
Very great album release and party.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Have a very nice evening. Hi.
Thank you. The same to you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.